Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the power in re-energizing your life. Let's go. Most of us have something we want more of. We want to be happier. We want to have a better relationship with some people. We want to be successful. But when you go after the things you want, it's going to take a lot of work. And the biggest of the work you have to put in is working on yourself. Because if you're not together, nothing else will come together. First, when re-energizing your life, you have to have gratitude. Be thankful for your life. Gratitude helps you see the positive things of life. You may not have the house you want, but be thankful that you have a roof over your head. Everybody can't say that. You may not have a new car, but be thankful that you have a car that will take you from point A to point B. Everybody can't say that. You may not have a job or career that you want, but you got a job to go to every day that helps provide for you. And here's the thing. The three things I just mentioned are goals that you can work on. Work towards the house. Work towards a new car. Work towards a better career. Or work towards whatever your heart desires. It's achievable. But you got to do what? Work towards it. You have to put in the work. You have to understand that your brain sees what you see. Your brain automatically gets in line with what you want and what you desire. If you're the type of person that's always focused on what's going wrong in your life or focused on the negative, your brain will not focus on the good, positive, or opportunities that's around you every day. There are opportunities that are surrounding you right now, but you can't see them because you're focused on the negative. You are too focused on looking at the situation you're in right now instead of seeking out the opportunities that's around you to help you out of your situation. When you practice gratitude on a regular basis, you will end up taking on that trait because you will become what you repeat. Being grateful will allow you to see the world in a different way. You have to find your happy place if you want to re-energize your life. Most people look at a happy place as if it's something that's easy and make you smile with no stress. But in all reality, your happy place in life is when you start executing and making moves in your life. Your happy place is achieving your goals. That's what's going to make you happy and re-energize your life. See, here's the thing. People are more into image instead of executing and making moves in their lives. If you don't make moves, then your life won't move. When trying to re-energize your life, something has to be abandoned. This is the hardest thing for people to get. In the next move in your life, everybody can't go. Quit trying to bring them with you, man. Some things just have to be abandoned. Think about a chair. As long as you're sitting in the chair is being occupied. But the minute you get up and walk away, the chair becomes empty. It is abandoned. You have abandoned that chair simply because you had to move to another place. Now, the chair is going to be all right. It won't be abandoned for long. Somebody will come sit and occupy that chair again. It just won't be you because you made the decision to move on to see what's next. You made the decision to move into your next moment in your life. You may be stuck. You recognize that you are no longer in your past, but you still haven't received the promise in your future. You're stuck between what used to be and where you should be. When you find yourself in this place, first you have to remember how far you've come. You have been through trials and tribulations. You have been through heartaches and heartbreaks, not to mention your own mess ups. But through it all, God has brought you through it, and you don't even look like what you've been through. Reflect on your victories. That's what's going to re-energize your life. The next thing you need to do to re-energize your life, you have to believe. You have to believe that you are headed to something greater in life. You have to hold on to that. Another thing you have to do is to live one day at a time. Sometimes you have to focus on that to keep you from becoming overwhelmed. Don't live in next month. Live in the moment. Do whatever it takes to stay in the now and focus on your needs for the day. That's where your power comes in. Focusing on your now will give you the power to conquer your next. When re-energizing your life, there's something else you have to do. You have to cherish yourself and cherish your journey. Live your life to the fullest. Accomplish what you can and keep pushing to complete what you haven't fulfilled. You should embrace each moment you are alive and know that you had the potential to move forward and do great things. I need you to know when trying to re-energize your life, you should learn how to meditate. Meditation will align your mind and give you clear vision on what to do next. And it will also keep you calm so that you can see things clearer. Re-energizing your life is simply about taking care of yourself. You have been hurt so many times in your life simply because you didn't focus. You have so many scars in your life simply because you keep loving the person or thing that's holding the knife. This is all because you're afraid of losing somebody. Listen to me. Don't be afraid of losing people. Be afraid of losing yourself because of people. In order to re-energize your life, you got to put everything you got into you. You have to pour into yourself. In life, if you don't get the outcome you expect, then you need to check your output. I learned a long time ago to gauge my outcome with my output. And one thing I realized is that I put out my highest output when I vibe alone. So you got to understand that every season don't need company. When re-energizing your life, you have to understand that everything about you is energy. This is how it works. First, your thoughts begin it. Your emotions take it to another level. And your actions increases the momentum. That's how you were made. I need you to understand that you are not like everybody else. Your energy is different. That's why you have to be re-energized. So you need to quit trying to adapt to the energy in the room and start changing the energy in the room. The energy in you will make you feel a certain way around people. It will tell you if the connection needs to be stopped or not. When re-energizing your life, you have to know when you have had enough. Sometimes I feel like I literally have nothing more to give. That's when I get away and get my mind right. Don't be afraid or ashamed to take the space you need. I also need you to know this about your space. Whatever you allow in your space, you will eventually become it. I need you to understand that positive energy attracts positive results. It's critical that you understand that. A negative mindset will not give you a positive life. When you understand your energy, you will never have to question your intentions, nor will anybody else. Re-energizing yourself will help you keep the fire lit in your life. It will help you focus on the main thing. I have heard people say that all they do at work is put out fires, day in and day out. You can't achieve success if all you're doing in your life is putting out fires. That only means that you have to get rid of some chaos in your life. All you're doing is setting yourself on fire. It's not your obligation to set yourself on fire in order to keep everybody else warm. In order to re-energize your life, make yourself a priority because you matter. I need you to understand that it's critical that you keep pushing in life. Allow your energy to push you. Don't dwell on the outcome, because when it's all said and done, if it's good, it's wonderful. And if it's bad, it's an experience. In re-energizing your life, you got to quit worrying about things that don't really matter. You would be surprised on how much you have worried about things that didn't carry any weight. Don't do that to yourself. Some situations you have to just say it is what it is. When life gets tough and gives you a detour, you have to learn to enjoy the scenery while on the ride. All you're doing is making the best out of a situation. Yes, the detour might take longer, but I need you to realize that the best things in life sometimes takes a while. Sometimes you have to accept the fact that this is the hand you have been dealt in your life, and you have to play it to the best of your ability. I know life has knocked you down a few times. It has shown you things you didn't want to see. You have experienced failures and all kind of stuff. But one thing you can say is that you always get back up. The fact of the matter that you keep getting back up should re-energize your life. A lot of people keep getting knocked down because they keep holding on to what they can't change. Once you learn how to let go of what you can't change, that's when you will find your happiest moment. You may feel like life is not giving you what you want. You are striving and trying to make the best out of what you got, but you still feel like you're falling short. But I need you to understand the reason you're not getting what you want is because you deserve more. You are dreaming too small. You are underestimating your worth. You are playing too small. It's not that you don't deserve what you want. You just deserve more. That's it, man. I'm going to leave you with this. Re-energize your life. Go after the things you want. And go after it and live a life where at the end, you won't have any regrets. Don't give up on what you want the most for what you want now. If you really want it, then don't give up. Don't quit. I know it's challenging to wait, but it's more challenging to live with regret. I need you to remember that your happiness will never come if you don't learn to appreciate what you have. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk Reginald D. If you enjoyed the show, please share with anyone you feel that needs to take this journey with us on being a better you. See you next time.